we talked a while back about Mike Tyson was talking about that he was going to come fight that other dude. People are making fun of them because they're so old. They're like, oh, it's like watching my two old uncles and my grandpa and his brother fighting over a turkey leg. Like, people were making all kinds of jokes about it. No, the real story was the pre-fight, the warm-up band, if you will.
So the two guys that fought before Tyson, like the two guys on the bill before that?
Oh, this wasn't just these two guys. It was Jake Paul from YouTube. That remember that guy who got YouTube famous? He's like a famous YouTuber, and he was like totally scandalous, and people hated him. They wanted him canceled.
Mm-hmm.
It is Logan Paul and Jake Paul, and they've been, you know, pretty controversial. But so Jake Paul fought Nate Robinson, who's an NBA player.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a YouTuber, it was a kid from YouTube fighting an NBA player, and people were like, "Well, this is going to be." I mean, this is going to be a joke.
Right.
No, Jake Paul kicked Nate Robinson's ass. And the real story was that at the very end, he throws this one uppercut and Nate Robinson is out cold.
Snoop Dogg is helping to call the fight.
Yes, that's the whole thing. So it's the guys that normally do it from like wherever ESPN. And then Snoop got up there and he was like commentating with them. And then after the fight, people loved Snoop so much that they started a petition on Twitter to get ESPN to hire Snoop on a regular basis because they absolutely loved him. So what you're going to hear here is not just Jake Paul knocking out Nate Robinson out cold, but you're going to hear the commentators, including Snoop Dogg.
There you go. Faint step. Oh, there's a faint from Jake.
Caught him.
Oh, my God. Lord have mercy. Oh, Jesus. Lord.
Snoop, talk about dropping it like
Lord,
it's hot.
Lead me on. Let me stand.
Wow. Chaos in there. What's happening with Nate Robinson, but Snoop Dogg is singing the hymns. He's trying
good
to get
the ring. Oh, Lord.
Mama mia, the problem child proving to be a big problem for Nate Robinson.
Wow.
Goodness. Unconscious, just absolutely out cold.
Definite medical attention for Nate Robinson. Oh, and again, Snoop, this is why you don't play boxing, brother. Nah. It's the hurt business. And
isn't Robinson that crazy? Some like millionaire little blonde YouTube guy, who obviously he's been training. That's obviously his little pet project,
right.
You know, boxing. Challenges Nate Robinson. That for me, that was more exciting than the Mike Tyson fight.
It was, because that one is what Tyson fight should have been. It should have went for two rounds and had two knockouts. That's what it should have had. But no, the Tyson fight went the whole six rounds.
They do a lot of hugging, I noticed.
See, and that's why I don't like to watch heavyweight fighters anymore, because that's all they do is lock up. And I mean, they'll ring the bell, ding, ding. They'll come out and they'll lock up the minute they come out. It's like,
why do they do that? Are they both too tired to fight? So they're like, let's just hug. Let's just hug it out.
They're both too tired. There's two things. They're both too tired and they don't want to get hit anymore. So if you back up a little bit, then the guy's going to hit you. So you got to get close and hug. But
I love that your options are step away and get punched or come close, come in for a hug.
Right. And they get locked up all the time. And
that's the weirdest sport in the world. Can you imagine any other scenario where like someone's coming after you and you just go in for a hug to stop the action?
That's why you got to watch like the little guys, like the 90-pound guys fight, because they don't really lock up because they got lots of energy and they just bounce around.
They
like
just keep boxing.
But when you get two guys that old, that big, they're going to get tired, but they get tired real quick. But they're only fighting two-minute rounds, but they still got to lock up for half the time. That's why I actually was watching the fight this morning and I just turned it off because I can't do it. I can't watch people just hug the whole time. That's not fighting to me. You should have trained better. You've had a long time.
Right.
Mike has trained for this fight since 1990. So he's had 30 years to train for this fight. He shouldn't be locking up at all.
I'm mad. I didn't realize that was an option. Like, you know, remember I was taking boxing class and stuff, and they let you spar with people. And then sometimes I would take a private lesson with my boxing instructor, and I would get exhausted. And I would need to stop and take a breath. And he'd be like, nope, nope, come on, keep going. Come on, 10 more. I didn't realize I can just walk over and hug him.
Yeah, that's what you do. You just wrap your arms around him and you wait for the referee to say back up. Yeah, it was getting to be a little bit much last night. And usually Tyson didn't do that. Back in the day, Tyson didn't do that. He just came out and knocked you out in 4 seconds. He ding, ding, comes out, hits you, you fall down.
So but, if I see Chris Hemsworth somewhere, I walk over and just hug him, I could say, don't worry, I'm boxing.
Yes, you can ask him if you'd like to box and then go up there.
Would you like to box? Great. Come here for a big boxing match.
Yeah, I think, but I really think that has ruined boxing. For me and for a lot of people, it's because I can watch two guys hug anytime. I want to watch two guys fight. That's what I want
to
watch.
There's literally porn sites devoted to that.
Right.
Just hugging.
Yeah. Sweaty guys hugging. I guarantee that's somewhere on.
Go into Pornhub and put in sweaty guys hugging. It'll come right up.
All they'll show you is boxing.